So we're on the Lamed Vav. I believe, I remember what we did 2 days ago. Ah, very good. We were discussing something to say. We were going to start taking a look at the trying to understand some of the chatoim that are brought down relating to the Dor Deah, the Dor HaMidbar. We were discussing the two Yetzer Horas, the Yitzhar the Avodah Zarah, the Yitzhar the Arayas. The one is the Chitzoini, the interest in the world, the external Yetzer Hara. And the other one, which is our problem, well, they're both our problems, but the Yetzer the Arayas, which is the inner Yetzer Hara, which distracts you from reality. Those were the basic framework we're working in. That's called Shibud Malchios and Asol Shebi Isol. In the construct of Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that we want to serve him. We tell him, you know that we want to serve you, but what's stopping us? Shibud Malchios, Asol Shebi Isol. So today, Shibud Malchios isn't our biggest problem. The reason I never got out of bed to go daven this morning, even because someone's holding a gun against my head, or because it was against the law, because I have an internal issue. Okay. That we want to understand a little bit what was going on by the Chet HaEgel to try and understand how this applies to Islam. Okay. So, second paragraph from the bottom there on Lamed Vav. Ach b'chol zois b'chelei la'avi me'at v'asiris halot mipashas eilu novi es dvorov ha'mufloim shul bala leshem v'hu v'dvorov b'seif v'shari leshem chelek beisim and beis Perigimel Chet Admiration Vitikoine Vamala Khadovitz. The Leshem was the grandfather of Rabbi Lashem, who was the Chofetz Chaim's Kabbalah Rebbe. Chofetz Chaim had one picture in his whole house, it was a picture of the Leshem. So Share Leshem. It's a compilation of all the Svarim of the Leshem put together by a Talmud of Moshe Shapiro Zatzal with Rabbi Lashem's Haskama. We took the less esoteric pieces of the Leshem, put them into a sefer, the Fi Nosin, a subject, a very fascinating subject. Anyway, a sefer. Anyway, Bezel Shreina, is this he said? The Kain Shemati Bezel, the Shem Maharitz Maharachzal, I don't know who that is, Mi Velojin, the Chaim Velojin. Shem Maritz Ben Adam, the son of the son of Chaim Velozhin. Shezel Ma Shekosev Al Pi Yosef Bnei Yisrael Al Pi Hashem Yichonu V'Arich Ha'anon Yesh Asher Yeh Anon Yomim Mispa Yomim Yesh Asher Yeh Anon Me'erev Ad Boikim Al Pi Hashem Yichonu V'Al Pi Hashem Yosef Posuk Teh. Klal Yisrael didn't move unless the Anan moved. They didn't camp until the Anan stopped moving. This pasuk seems to make a lot of extra words that are necessary. What a verbose. Just tell me that they didn't go without the honor finished. The Gamika Indian Marshin and Shemashmianu, Tayrabaz. And the Torah is, what's exactly the Torah teaching me? What is one supposed to take from this? Achatayim at the Beres, the Shvachon Shel Yisrael. The Torah is giving Shvach of Klal Yisrael. Ki hinay. Kol amid ba'kula yumokum choyshech with Salmavis, ba'yumolet tumev zuhum evera. We call many kippos chitzoinim, mishkan ha-sam, Sarav Esav, the Chiliyosov, Halichos Yisrael, Sham Kedei Nishbo, Kol Tokfeya, the Chiloya, Kedei Lebotle, the Tahar, is Amokum, by Mizbatla, the Mikolo in Amkula. Okay, that's a mouthful. Let's go back and take a support to what he's saying. The whole Midbar. The Midbar is a place that doesn't have water. That means there's no Ruchnias. The Midbar is a place where there's no Torah, there's no spirituality. Besides being a place that's lots of sand and water. But the pinim of a midbar, what the Torah is always talking about, is that there was no ruchnias. It was a place of darkness and some mobbets. And it was full of tumah and evil forces, all sorts of external kippas, chitzonis, whatever those are. It was the mishkan of the sitreacher and his soldiers. The Klal Yisrael went there, Klal Yisrael had to go into this midbar in order to break the strength of these forces, and a bottle of Tyrus Amokim, and to mevatel all the tumor, and Mataya purify the place. From his bottle, he says, "Zeh mikolo ilam kulo." The chen holcha b'midbar arba'im shana lishbo tokfeya v'chileya. It's been the midbar for 40 years, in order to destroy the forces, the powerful forces that they're on the midbar. Spend more time in one place and less time in another. Because there are places the same way as we have in our world. There's places that have got more Kedusha, less Kedusha, more Tuma, less Tuma. Same as in the Midbar, there are places that have got more Tuma, less Tuma. So the places that had more tumor, they had to be there longer. The places that had less tumor, they had to be there less. They had to stay there longer in order to mevatel and retire those places. Kashe uboy Yisrael l'makayim esalonu, hayakash le'moed, when close of God to this place, they're not kashe. Hayim agishim tekef, choyshek v'tzamavus, a komeni tzau, v'tzuka, v'tzoros hayetzer. When they got to these terribly dark places, it was very hard for Klal Yisrael. Very difficult. There was tzar. There was tzoros from the yetzer. They fell terribly from their levels. They wanted to run away. Like you run away from fire. Once they stayed. They didn't run away. The shvach didn't go. So they stayed there and they retired the place and they got back to their enormous level. 1 second, they got back to their enormous levels. So then they didn't want to leave. And then the Adam goes, now you have to leave. You know, the next match will happen. Yeah.
If the environment made them decline, how would they retire?
Against what?
If the environment made them decline, how would they retire? If it had a negative influence on them, how would they be able to give a positive?
I can't answer your question because answer your question will lead to a ridiculous consequence. Let me explain your role with the question. I'm asking a question. Can a person, when he's in a low spiritual level, can he not go from there and elevate himself and mekadosh himself and mekadosh the environment that he's in? Or no? Once a person's hit the low ends, that's it, it's over.
It's over. I said somebody's succumbing to the influence of the environment.
How is he supposed to get out of it?
You must think it's very hard.
So your question is based very hard. You said it's very hard. I'm asking. You're telling me that it's game over. It's finished. I shouldn't want to get.
I think it's a legitimate question.
I don't understand the question. You yourself have never crawled out of a bad space before. What do you mean? It's impossible.
If they were weak enough to succumb to the influences of
I was weak enough to join a virus, so Yom Kippur, forget about. Because you once weak
I'm not going. Well, I'm going around raising places. I'm not saying that I'm going around.
No, once again,
the spirituality of places. That,
yes, you are.
To have the hush.
Hello, hello, hello. The Siddur Sishorim says you are. You, Baruch Bevchik, whenever you do something good, elevate the whole world, not just a little place in the big book, but the entire universe. And when you do the opposite, you slip down. That's called Selim Elokim. What I'm hearing you say is when you're in a place and you're right, you just came back from New York. Where were you? America? New York? Okay, so when you get off the plane in New York, you feel like a shtickle, you're ready. You don't have to start anymore. Davening's not the same. Your learning's not the same. So that's it. That's all. I was Daven Shachris in Rwanda. We had Birkas Kohanim in Rwanda even. Could you imagine such a thing? There's a Swadi on the plane. You know, you can get the Swadi. At a minute, 6 o'clock in the morning. I've been to Rwanda. Why not? One of the most amazing countries in the world. But anyway, it was the cheapest flight to Johannesburg. So we stopped in Rwanda. For $350, you didn't fly. Anyway, then we stopped there. We had a whole million. There was about 50 from people on the plane. And we made a million in Rwanda. Now, it wasn't the easiest meeting I've ever had. It wasn't like governing in yeshivas. But we've punished that place. That place is a different place today.
When the Jews were in Mitzrayim and they had a community Rida, they did two things. Number one is they were weakened the power of Tuma in the world because that was a source of Tuma. But at the same time, as Paul was saying,
they get damaged.
They had to be pulled out. And on their own kohod, they weren't able to get out.
But that's Mitzrayim. That's a unique situation of Mitzrayim. So
if when they met Tuma in the Midbar, they battle against it and be strengthened by it and then suck out all the good and destroy
the bad. That's what we're doing all the time. I'm not talking about Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Boris asked me a question. I want to relate it to him. This is a work group.
Right.
This is not a theoretical vibe. Here we come to work. So I'm trying to get Boris to focus on himself. You're right. I agree. Boris saying, how can it be? I'll tell you another thing. There's a famous shiur that the Chaim Volozhin once gave on Slichus. Printed in most versions of the Nefesh HaChaim today. And the famous Gemara in Bechoros, where the wise men of Athens asked to be sure, if salt goes bad, what do you do to prevent salt from going bad? How do you preserve salt from going bad? Salt is one second. Gemara. You first have to read the Gemara, then you can ask questions. They asked to be sure what do you preserve salt with? So he told them with the afterbirth of a mule, the shilia of a mule. So they said to him, that's impossible because a mule doesn't have a shilia, because a mule is a barren animal, it can't give birth. They said to them, the salt go bad. That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara. Now you understand what Desna says, what the moon landing has to do with the Jewish people. I want to get a shilia on that. What the moon landing has to do, we learn from this tomorrow. But that's not a subject. Chaim Volozhin has a different approach. Chaim Volozhin says like this. When Klal Yisrael sin, in order to rectify the problems, they need to go into Golos. Yeah. The problem is when they go into Golos, they sin more. They sin more. And therefore, the going into Golos is not going to be a rectification for the sin. It's going to destroy Klal Yisrael. That was the kasha that the wise men of Athens asked to be shot. Golos is salt. Golos is supposed to rectify the avera. Klal Yisrael sin. We're going to Golos to rectify the sin. But when they go to Golos, they do more sin, which means the preservative is going back. What's going to help Klal Yisrael from not being destroyed? Ein Sham, that's the question. Ein Sham Bariches. Reb Chaim is a Moedik check of Feldman in the Juggling the King, which is based on the Goyim, has a slightly different approach to the shtickle, but whatever. Klal Yisrael went into the Midbar to Mataya these Matumadika places, but the place will Matama you won't be able to get out. Since Klal Yisrael was able to go in there, they were able to retire those places, the same as we did. We're in Golus, and we're faced with enormously difficult challenges, and we have to override those. We have to overcome them. How they did that pre-Matan Torah is a kasha that I never understood. Once they had the Torah, the Seder, that's the preservative. You have Torah, so what? What's the problem? The Torah will schlep you out. Like you said, they needed to be schlepped out. Once you have Torah, so no, not a problem, like the Maral says. The Maral says, Klal Yisrael on Memtei Sharei Tumah. The ones that never came out got to Nun Sharei Tumah, they couldn't come out. The Neshamas before Mashiach will come will be those Neshamas that went into Nun Sharei Tumah and couldn't get out. So how are they going to get out now? Because now we have Torah. Before Torah, they couldn't get out. Now we have Torah, we'll get out through the Torah of Torah. Last week, the Torah, the Minister Sodom, that's how you'll survive the pre-messianic insanity. But these Klal Yisrael were in the midbar with three Matan Torah. The next time a theoretical mass minute work. We have that all the time. You're in a matzif and you feel the tumor, you feel the urina, and you feel the difficulties. And that's where you have to climb out from. It's always been our situation. If you always just at the kaisen and everything is always wonderful and fun and beautiful, and then you need to go into the tumor in order to, we don't put ourselves in our purpose. Hashem puts you in it. That's the vote. Anyway, back to our subject. What's the solar riches here in the lotion of the Alana covered? Ha'ilam midvarov. I'm just telling you what your lotion says here. Again, chopsticks. Ha'ilam midvarov. What was troubling Klal Yisrael in the Midbar wasn't some external force that tried to mishabed them to be over the rots of Hashem. Not stomach. Bending away from the path, or some dimion that pushed them into one shita, one ideology or other. A kolei golavu baru. Everything was clear. Hemroas hashgacha hashgachas Hashem the tsura amuchit beyoser. Shani's goal to ipan boilom. They saw reality in a way that no one ever saw before, and very few have seen since. They saw clearly what was going on. There's nothing hidden from them. Nevertheless, they fell from the tzarat ha-yaitza. That's the yaitza that's inside, not Shibud Malchus. Not the world outside that's messing you up, but the world inside that's messing you up. Hamakayim is bom ovru oiru is toich ha-yaitza pnimi ve'vio isam nefines ve'yiridot. Those places they went to, you have to go through each one and see what each one's unique. You're saying what? That could be an interesting study. Somebody with spare time wanted to do. Go through all the machanot, based on this year's sword, maybe he does it, I don't know, and see what is each place's design. What do you think? Nimtzanu lamdim. State the kufas of Yisrael, the tchilas drocha. The two kufas that Klal Yisrael went through in the beginning of their journey. First, they had to be created into what's called the Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodesh, in the Tekufa of Shibud Mitzrayim, the Tekufa's Dor HaMidbar. Tekufa's Shibud Malchus. Yitzhud of Arazor, the Tekufa's Sol Shebeisa. Shibud Malchus, L'Shem Mahut, Tzuchur Blaisra, L'Avo, Shnei Tekufa Salon. What are these two things for? The Shibud Malchus and the Shibud of the Yitzud Arayas, of the Sol Shebe Issa. We had Medrei Rebbe Seinu. Tkufa Seinu, Ayu Tziruf Ache Tziruf. Mifchan Ache Mifchan, Ad Hashem Nishlam B'Leilem B'n Yonam Haruchoni Terem Yichlusu Leret. Each period, each aspect of this year was in the soil, within an Yisoyin, test after test, building their Ruchnias world before they went to territory Israel. Each one higher level, higher than the next. Nisoyin Rishon b'Mitzrayim, the Nisoyin HaGodol Yosef Dafka b'Midbar. First, there was the Nisoyin in Mitzrayim, and then the bigger Nisoyin in the Midbar, which is interesting because in the Midbar they had total clarity. In Mitzrayim, there was no Gilu Shechina, there was no Nisim Nifloy. It was Mitzrayim, it was Meitzah, it was dark and miserable and painful, with no light shining. And yet when they came into the Midbar, everything was Golu and Viyadua after the Makkas and Chiyas Yamsuf. And on the cover and all the miracles and eating mud and the bear. Now they have a bigger Nisoyin. Who is more likely to succeed? Ask artificial intelligence who's more likely to succeed. Adam Arishon or Adam Avinu?
Before the Chet,
obviously before the Chet. We're interested after the Chet. I'm talking about before the Chet, who's more likely to succeed? Living in Gan Eden, no problems, no sorrows. Gilu, a Kodesh Baruch Hu has talked to him, he knows everything. Avraham Avinu is a Ben Nida, living in a world cool of Avodah Zarah, nothing going for him, who had a heart in his soul. Avraham Avinu, no ways he'll make it. Adam, how could he fail? It's the same idea we'll see. The Perek Abba Navi Maduan is the mid by a Perek Hay. Well, let me finish with the Schwurz. Now, when we get back, we've only got 5 weeks. We've all already absorbed and internalized what we've learned before in the Prokim Abtsuya, correct? Ki ike mohusa shel adam hu koyach habechira sheboi v'atanu reitzim loisif nedvach v'havonazu. We've spoken about this for the last 20 years, that the ike essence of a human being is his bechira. That's who he really is. It's not the neshama and it's not the goof. It's him, and he is bechira. Everything you get given, you know, that doesn't build anything. What you do to your bechira is what builds the world. Let's try and take another step down this world. Kedai she bechira tiye mushlemes, tzalich leis matzav bo, hashikol bein atob l'ra hu mozen l'gam. Rav Dessler doesn't agree with this, by the way. It's different Mahalchim in Bechira, which we said we're not going to go into yet. If you're interested, once again, go read your text's book or just see it inside the desk. And to do that, you probably have to go to the whole book of Miriam. Because the desk discusses Bechira in many different places, and that's quite a difficult job. So the text did an enormous chesed to the world. It's been translated into Hebrew, so if you want to do it in Hebrew, you can do it there as well. Here's a sefer on all these sugis of Bechira. And you'll see it's a big discussion. Does the Bechira, the two paths in front of you have to be exactly equal or not. Muskol Rishon would say, yeah, of course, otherwise I'm a hero. A hero and addict. The hero doesn't have a hero because the desire to have heroin and the desire to not have heroin is a low balance. No izum. Gessler has a different approach to this here. Tzarichi and Godel. But he's going with us, Malach. And when we're in China, we eat the chopsticks, so we go with what he says. So just pointing out the low push. He says it's not Bechiru Mushlemes. I've argued it with him and with Rebbe Tetz both ways. Maybe now I'll understand it a bit better. Each time you come in it, you get a little bit more. Ha-Bechira ha-Mushlemes b'yoysa isa adam ha-Rishon b'yoysa b'an-nanayim. Adam HaRishon had the pristine, perfect Bechira. Daita is a Das Shleima, yet Das Shleima. Haradain loya v'toichoy, lo nichneses bo ruch shkus. All the evil was external. He was 100% covered. Whatever evil existed externally in the form of the Nachash. The ruach shkus, which comes into a person before he does a sin, hadn't come into him yet. The shikala das you mazon legamre. The shikala das was exactly balanced. It was perfectly balanced in the center of his universe. Lo kein achrei chet adam arishon. After the chet, kasher rabbi toiv mu'ur rovim bebriya. The eitz adas toiv vera. What's pshat eitz adas do vera? We spoke about it at length here. It's the whole story of Purim. The eitz adas, the tree that joins together evil and good. Das, can you do it, is loshen chibur. Remember? Not a clue. What did you know on Purim the whole day? The whole Purim is the whole tikkun of eitz adas. Adde lo yodo. You don't remember? So that's not an excuse, I'm sorry. Very, very feeble excuse. So there's no more chibur being toiv l'ra. Go back to Adam Rishon before the chet, where there was no eitz adas toiv l'ra. It's not even the Nefesh HaChaim says it. He didn't say anything about Purim, but he said that eitz adas is before the chet, toiv l'ra was separate. Eitz adas, das joins together the good and bad inside of us. Inside of us now, we have a ruach shtus, where the yetzer internal, that pulls us towards the tzadara with enormous power. It's not balanced anymore. Kloima. Yesh metzovim behem koyach habechiru shokul umazon yaisa. Yesh metzovim behem koyach habechiru eini shokul legamre. Now we have situations where the bechira is perfectly balanced. In situations where it's not completely balanced. There's a netiyah much stronger to one side. The Gemara davar kashe b'nei salim b'mitzrayim nidofim m'mo'inim tachas shel toini ha'aritz shel paro melech mitzrayim. With the Mitzrayim, living in fear of their lives day in and day out. Enormous yesurim, terrible, terrible suffering. We can taste the ma'ain of what they were going through by looking at the Holocaust. We have a Holocaust, so we can look at Auschwitz and understand, ma'ain was plenty so much suffering in Mitzrayim. Mark Vain need to midrosh me. So what do you expect from person in that situation? Is a bechira yeshlo. What do you want from me? You did Mitzrayim dovok bavodah zoru kishufi. Lo yisa tvi alav kol kach gedoyla. Shekein yo haya eved ben eved ben eved. Meot shanin shel chai avdus v'shef shiflus sevel v'inoy. Ma kvar nitin edosh menu. Generation of generation of generation. They never knew freedom. Kids born in slavery to kids born in slavery. Not talking 5-6 years, talking tens and tens of years, generations, over 200 years. Well, what do you want from this poor guy already? Of course, he's lost all. Kama yisem rishole rorotze letet v'meisi b'shleishas ima feyla atfi aleh meyi kol kach gedoyla v'pnei shem hayu b'matzav kashimot koyach hashtashvita v'bechira shalem lo hayu muzan. And the tears them lara loya is a bechirus mochletes loya is a beyodam abevrei. Their ability to choose good over bad was equal. They were heavily weighted towards the tzadara. What do you want from these people? How can you have a tear against them? The more came to Israel at tzadikim shibochru b'toyv yotzim b'tzayv ha'ocha achrei Hashem. B'chalotosom lo novu b'bechirem muzenes u'mushlemes. Kisel and Brei Racheres, they had a choice. My Yadi Flehem Yosef, Isha Avodim, the Netzach Mitzrayim, is it better to stay in Auschwitz and live and die there the rest of your life? Umar Gam Shalik Ma'inem, Hem Roim Esoises, Vamoyim Simashios, Hashem Mitzrayim, Parama Kolodov. You've seen 10 Makkos already. Hanisim vanifloi solo shechod lo yisam letzeit v'mitzrayim. Matzke zelo hayo bo dayi v'shmili zchut v'eretz yisrael. What do you want them to do? Now you lost me, but 90% didn't come out. And because they didn't come out because they chose and not chose. If you learn that should do as well. The data are same safe. We're learning Sanhedrin in the Mishnah. We're going to that now. Just the data are same safe. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the safe for them. Says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't let them come out. It wasn't an act of Bechira. Either if you want to learn because they got to Nun Tarek Tuma. They couldn't come out. It was a Metzias. But a Nun Tarek Tuma couldn't come out. Or they couldn't come out because the Kodesh Baruch Hu understood that they wouldn't be able to withstand the Nishoinus and was going to give time as well. As Mutav Yomuzakai, Va'al Mutav Chayva. And this comes to Sefer. Why is it relevant to us? Because he said that the two Nishoinus that they wouldn't withstand, we're going to go through before Mashiach goes. We're going through them now. Everybody sitting in this room is facing those Nishoinus today. Let's get out to learn the Sugya. We spent a couple of weeks learning the Sugya when we did Kodesh Baruch Hu. You need to take out the tapes and listen to them or get the safe and learn it yourself. You better find a cost. Hassan Seif used to say this over every night to the Seder. Because he told his children, you're going to need to know this because the Nisoyans come in and you're going to make sure that you go out of Mitzrayim. Because the same two Nisoyans are going to happen that happened to Klal Yisrael when they came out of Mitzrayim. And Hashem knew that 80% wouldn't withstand the Nisoyans, they took them out before. Where the cash is the cash. As I said, the whole Mahalach of Bechira, I don't really get it. I'm just telling you what he said. There's answers to the Kasha, but the Kasha is a Kasha. Yes. If it had something to do with Bechira, and the Bechira wasn't Muzad, because it was so posh that you have to go outside and 80% stay. It was so posh that, what do you want from them? These poor guys have been abused or whatever. So how could you expect, how did they make a choice yesterday? I think that was, Mashiach, Mr. Ben, you see, for me, it's easy because I'm just saying you don't need to keep the balance to have Bechira. You with me? Bechira is even deeper, but I don't even want to go there. But Bechira is even when you don't have two choices to stay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bechira. He has two choices and then he's Boiche? Well, no, he's Boiche from a spontaneous creative moment. I could create the world, but I couldn't create the world. Okay, let's think about it. Maybe I'll. No, that's what Hashem works. Hashem's Bechira doesn't work because he has two pathways in front of him and he chooses this one over there. Hashem has every possible possibility in front of him. It's all one thing by him. So, what's Hashem's Bechira? What's Bechira in its essence? It's not a matter of choosing one thing over the other. The Bechira is a spontaneous creative moment. So you can't do whatever you want. That's why I said, just don't learn the process of the Bechira. Leave me out of it. Now let's just finish. Let's just stop there. We're going to do this again. We'll come back. We'll do this whole chapter again. It's going to be a month. No one's going to remember anything. Kodim Rav did in Purim. Boys, I have a wonderful